It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down in New York City. We have had a busy weekend. We've had a busy day. We've had a busy afternoon, a busy evening. Let's try to go in order here, right? Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis, they get traded for each other in the middle of the night. De'Aaron Fox then goes to the San Antonio Spurs to play with Victor Wembanyama. Miles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns tells everybody today, I want out of Cleveland. I've requested a trade. And then less than an hour ago, we learned at the Los Angeles Rams, they want to get rid of Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp put his own message out on social media. He's like, hey, the team wants to get rid of me. They're going to try to find a trade, and this isn't what I want, but it's a part of the business. And then, by the way, NFL opening night, media day, Chiefs, Eagles, they're going to get going in about a few minutes from now. And then we got the NBA trade deadline on Thursday. It's Monday, and it's already been busy. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on their local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Wow. What a day it's been. And we've had some fun guests. Thank you so much to Lindsay Rhodes for joining us, host of Assumer Sports. She hosts that show, co-hosts that show with Thomas Dimitroff, a former general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. And thank you earlier in the show to Jonah Jovad for joining us from WFAA out in Dallas to take a look at this Luka Doncic trade, which I guess is still settling in. There will still be time. People will take a look at Anthony Davis suiting up for the first time, if and when it happens. It'll happen. Just how often, we'll see. Luka Doncic putting on that Lakers jersey for the first time. The introductory press conferences. Yeah, there is so much more to get into. Hickey, we've had seemingly a trade request, a trade news piece for the day. Jimmy Butler hasn't even been moved yet. Is it going to be something new that pops up tomorrow?
Yes. I feel pretty confident in saying that.
NBA or... This is... The football stuff is interesting timing. I feel a lot of it is because today is media... What are they calling it? Media day? Media night?
I think opening night?
Opening night. They changed the name of it a couple years ago.
Yeah, Super Bowl opening night is what NFL Network is branding it as.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl opening night. Congratulations to them. Wow. This NFL news is no shock. Everybody is in New Orleans. Miles Garrett is probably in New Orleans or will be in New Orleans. Cooper Kupp, there's a chance that he is going to be in New Orleans. And everybody is just going to try to get their messaging out. People are going to go on a tour and hit the row, and everybody is trying to go ahead and hit their own agenda. So, Hickey, I would not be surprised at all if Miles Garrett had a chance to kind of go on his own little bit of a tour. I think I most certainly have seen him in the past. I don't know which Super Bowl city. He might have been doing interviews on behalf of Old Spice. I remember certainly seeing him. And I've seen Cooper Kupp, you know, out there on the road as well. So everybody is just trying to serve, you know, their own messaging out. And Cooper Kupp is going to try to create the story that's going to help him get what he wants. He says he wants to stay in L.A. That's not going to happen. And Miles Garrett, I'm sure. Hickey, I put it this way. I'd be surprised if one of the two of them were not in New Orleans just doing the rounds.
Well, I did see Zach Gelb tweet today that Miles Garrett is scheduled to join the show on Wednesday. So, I don't know if, you know, I'm assuming for Miles Garrett, you put this message out there that you would love the attention and going on radio shows and TV shows on Wednesday to put out your side of the story and what you want. It's one of the few times you'll be able to do that. So I'm assuming he'll take full advantage and be all around New Orleans on Wednesday. But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely. Like, there's no other reason to do so. Like, he could have waited. Not that he could have waited. He could have put this out last week. He could have shared this message next week. I don't think he'll be traded this week. We discussed that already. You want, whether you're sitting down here on Infinity Sports Network, on Zach's show, you're doing the rounds all over the place. There's a reason why you put it out on Monday ahead, because you're going to be asked about it. And then you could, you know, spin your love for Cleveland, and this is the timeline. And I don't want to say that it makes Andrew Berry's job difficult. This is a part of the job. I wouldn't be shocked if Cooper Kupp was out here as well. Let's take a listen to what Andrew Berry, ironically, in a hilarious way, what he had to say about a month ago when he said, I expect Myles Garrett to be here for a very long time.
My anticipation expectation is that he'll have a direct ticket from Cleveland to Canton at the end of this year and expect him to be here and retire Brown, quite frankly.
The man said, I don't want that. He said the goal isn't to go from Cleveland to Canton. This is not an Ohio connection. I want to win a championship. I want a Vince Lombardi trophy. Yeah, sorry to Bill Belichick, who wants to name it the Tom Brady trophy. We don't need that. We don't. And then we got this word from Cooper Kupp that we shared like 30 minutes ago. Cooper Kupp putting out his own statement on social media as well, saying that the Rams have informed him that they want to trade him immediately. Now, just because they want to trade him immediately, I don't know if it's necessarily going to happen. You could dump him somewhere, veteran wide receiver, downside of his career. Like, it's kind of crazy. Amari Cooper was traded midseason, sent over to the Buffalo Bills. I don't think he had that great of an impact. Like, not everybody is moving the chain when you start thinking about these wideouts who are just north of 30 years old. I mean, even in the case of Myles Garrett, you're going to expect a massive haul. This is someone who is still in his prime. He's a reigning defensive player of the year. And you start thinking about where Myles Garrett might get moved and where he might go. How about this? We got a guy like Brandon Bean, general manager of the Buffalo Bills, just last week. He's like, yeah, we got Von Miller here, but, you know, it's probably past his prime, but we wouldn't be mad to bring in somebody else.
I don't know many teams are going to hand you a Chris Jones or a game wrecker. They're probably sewed up. We'll turn over every stone we can to find them, but would I love to add one of those guys? Heck yeah, I would.
Yeah, a lot of Buffalo Bills fans, I think a week after all the pain, it might be a little bit of excitement or a little bit of hope to say, man, we got a future Hall of Famer on offense and Josh Allen. Maybe you can add a future Hall of Famer on defense and Myles Garrett. And there are other teams here that I think would be interested in adding someone like Myles Garrett to their roster. Championship contenders. The Lions, we saw what happened when Aiden Hutchinson went down. I don't think it would hurt to have a veteran like Garrett on the opposite side of an emerging talent like him. The Commanders, man, all we did is talk about their line. A few years ago, that was a depth spot, and now they need some help. The Chargers, you think about some of their pass rushers, Khalil Mack, God only knows where he's going to play. He has to contemplate, retirement, it seems like, every year now. Joey Bosa is always hurt. This was Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee earlier today, and he talked about some potential landing spots for Myles Garrett.
So that means he's only going to teams that are contenders? Is that what we're hearing?
Or that's what, in his ideal world, that's what he's doing.
Okay.
Now, again, what if they said, we're trading you, I'm making this up, to Chicago? Is Chicago a Super Bowl contender right now? But what if Chicago, he feels like, I think the best way of saying it, he wants to go to what he believes is a Super Bowl contender. But I think, as we talk about this, I think that would be a place that he believes gives him more hope to win a Super Bowl championship than the Browns do.
Well, I mean, damn it, that's not asking for a lot. And we know things are different in Chicago now. a new head coach, a second-year quarterback, a little bit more optimism. You would think maybe, just maybe, the Lions take a step back, losing both of their coordinators. And then in the case of Cooper Kupp, what contending team wouldn't just mind bringing him on? I think the Buffalo Bills are, I'd say they're out. And to be honest, Hickey, if I'm Cooper Kupp and I've had a history of leg issues, you know where I don't want to play, Hickey?
Where is that?
Outside in the cold and the snow. And I know it's tough. It's tough because you think about the teams that might be able to take a flyer and maybe bring him on. You think about contending teams that say, oh, well, we need a veteran, somebody that we know kind of what we're going to get, even if he's on the downside. Like the Chiefs, they would make sense, but yeah, it ain't as much snow, but it certainly gets cold as hell out in Kansas City. You know, is a team like the Ravens, would they want to bring him on? Would he want to go to the Steel City and play for the Steelers? Does he want to play in the AFC North? I don't know. Like, what team is playing on the inside where he could just have a track meet and preserve his body? Minnesota has no use for him.
I got a team for you.
Go for it.
What about the team across town?
From what? From who?
From him. The Chargers.
Oh.
They got some wide receiver questions, we'll say.
Oh, my God. Hickey, you know who I can't stand?
Oh, who's that?
What's the dude from TCU? Is it Quinn? What's his name?
Now I'm blanking. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Because he is such a bust.
Quinn Johnston.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Hickey, what a bust that guy is.
My friends are not big fans of his.
Yeah, because of fantasy, right?
Oh, my God. And betting on him and the drops he would have.
Yeah.
He is persona non grata in my friend group. That is for sure.
Well, Hickey, that applies to me as well, okay? I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him. Hickey, I go, everybody is out. Everybody is hurt. I'm going, Justin Herbert has to get the ball to somebody, right? He has to get the ball to him. Herbert doesn't even trust him. Like, he will not throw the ball his way. He will not throw him the ball, Hickey. I'm like, what? This guy was competing for a national championship, and now he sucks.
I was going to say, you think you're upset with him, and everyone in America, probably fantasy or gambling-wise, hates Quentin Johnston. How do you think Justin Herbert feels? He makes good throws. He drops the ball. He's wide open. Can't make a grab.
You know what? Look at me. I'm such a jerk. All things considered, this year, the 711 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns. He's 23 years old. So maybe I'm too rough on him, but he has games, and I feel like it's the majority of his games, where he just disappears off the face of the earth. And you know what? It's not Hickey. He got all these yards at the end of the season, the last game.
We had that 200-yard game, right?
Yeah, he had one. Hickey, Sunday, January 5th, the Chargers at Las Vegas. The Chargers won 34-20. He had 13 receptions for 186 yards. He only had two 100-yard receiving games this season. And let me read off. This is why people hate his guts. These are his receiving yards in every game prior to that final game where he said, let me pad my stats, right? Well, nobody cares about the game. 48 yards receiving, 18 yards receiving, 45, 48, 12, 0, 48, 24, 118, 22, 9, 44, 51, 38. He is as much of a crapshoot as you're going to find in the NFL at the wide receiver position. And so when you talk, yeah. At least Cooper, he said he has to find a new community and all that. You got a good point, Hickey. Just go ahead and add him to the Chargers, because if Quentin gets to 1,000 yards receiving next year, I'd be surprised, man.
Same. And I forget who was against that one game you mentioned of zero. That was, like, I'm pretty sure, a primetime game, which he had like 5 drops.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like Justin Herbert needs some consistency. Now, again, the only thing is Cooper Kupp has some problems staying healthy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been a theme for the Chargers throughout what feels like their entire existence. It's been always, you know, star players getting hurt. But if he's healthy, he, I think, would be a great fit in that offense and by far would be the best weapon Justin Herbert's had.
Yeah, because you think about Ladd McConkey as a rookie. They were working that man to death. Like, how is he already better than Quentin Johnston? That he makes no sense. Ladd McConkey last year, 82 receptions, tied for 19th as a rookie. 1,149 yards receiving, 10th in the league, and 7 touchdowns. Not bad for a rookie season. Hey, maybe Cooper Kupp doesn't have to go as far. Hickey, that's a good point. Good point. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about somebody else. This man has wanted to be traded for a month. It's Jimmy Butler. It has to come to a head. I'm going to give you an update on Jimmy Butler and Bradley Beal. And dare I say, Kevin Durant is in the rumor mill as well. What? We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. How about this? We're going to have former cornerback for the Denver Broncos, Lilo Lang, is going to come through and join us next hour. As of right now, NFL opening night is underway. We got somebody like Saquon Barkley sitting down right now for the Philadelphia Eagles, which means the entire team is sitting around, everybody on their own little stage. Kansas City Chiefs will follow them. Hickey, what are they wearing? They got these guys wearing pajamas? What is this?
That is a fresh jumpsuit, sweatsuit, whatever you want to call it. Eagles in the all white. I don't think they're available for purchase, but if I was an Eagles fan, boy, I would jump all over that.
So it, oh my God, Hickey, this is what I've have you done this before?
No, not like this opening meeting night. No,
bruh, I'm looking at those people standing there. Don't miss it. I was in Phoenix a couple of years ago, the last time that they met, and I don't know who the hell it was. It's the biggest scrum that you'll ever see in your life, and like 100 people, literally 100 people in front of Saquon, just crammed together like sardines. I mean, we can get the same content by sitting right here. A lot of the action is kind of walking around outside of where the scrums are. Now, you said that is a jumpsuit. Is he wear, what is did it? Does it pull over? What is that?
Yeah, I think it's like a half zip. Okay. Half zip, maybe looks like a little fleece material pullover, and then so it's all white, and then I think they have the matching white like joggers.
Oh, you see, I couldn't see the zipper because the microphone is there. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. You're right. It's like a perfect block. But yeah, it's like a half zip, nice little like pocket in front too, to put some valuables in across the stomach. It's very nice.
I'd be shocked if they're not selling this. I see Saquon, it's already NFL licensed, and I see Nike made it, so we'll see. We'll also see if anything comes out of this. I'm sure Saquon is being asked about the New York Giants and being here and all that stuff. Saquon isn't someone to, make news or, give you a bunch of quotes here. Hickey, I'd say the most, I don't want to say influential, but the most recognizable thing I think I've ever heard Saquon say, it was a private conversation that was public with Joe Shane. And he says, I want to be here. I told you that already. I don't think I've ever heard the guy say anything controversial or notable.
No. He plays it down the middle, very presidential, if you will. He does not say anything to offend anybody.
He doesn't say anything. Jalen Hurts doesn't say anything. Nick Sirianni says things, but those things never come across as smooth. So I'm sure at some point this evening, Nick Sirianni will go ahead and put his foot in his mouth. We'll find out sooner than later. 855-212-4227. Connor is here from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Connor?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking my call. Hope your weekend went well. You have a great show, JR. I really love it. It's quite frankly amazing. So thank you for putting your best forward every night. Appreciate it. So Luka Doncic trade for Anthony Davis. I feel like that on the Mavericks, obviously I'm just going to probably reiterate what everybody's thinking and has already been said, but it was pretty dumb, pretty stupid. I think the Lakers obviously benefit more in this trade. It's quite lopsided, in my opinion. If you look at the overall picture, Luka Doncic is obviously the more valuable player. Yada, yada, yada. You know, you get the point. There's no way I'm buying LeBron, knew nothing about it. I'm sure he had ideas. I'm sure he knew. Obviously, you know, he pretty much runs the team, essentially. So, you know, there's no way he didn't know. And it's just quite surprising how quickly it happened, I guess. That is just my surprise, is that it only happened in, what, a couple weeks? That's all it took for the two guys who made the whole entire deal. They sat at the table, apparently, and just did it right there. And it was just quite frankly surprising. But yeah,
I think everybody was surprised as hell. And thank you, Connor, for calling from Ohio. I do think there is something to be said. And is it shocking to learn that LeBron didn't know? Yeah, sure. Well, what's he going to do, complain? And he was alerted right before the news went out, reportedly. And was he? I can look at it both ways. And there's no solid answer. But I think at this stage, when you bring on a player or you have this type of deal, you're going to be mad. Anthony Davis, yeah, you won a championship with the guy. And I know he played a career high games last year. I think he went past 76, first time in his career. I just find it where you got to look at the point of where LeBron is at this stage of his career and just go, we gave you the coach. We gave you your son. Now we're giving you Luka. It's certainly a better, more dynamic player than Anthony Davis, who was a sidekick to you 5 years ago. When y'all won a championship, and that's 5 years. Hickey, damn. I just thought about that. I thought about it and felt it. That was 5 years ago, Hickey.
Crazy.
That was
crazy.
5 years ago.
Feels like yesterday, but also feels like 30 years ago at the same time.
Oh my God. Oh. Damn. Yeah, that was five. LeBron was 35, Hickey.
Spring was chicken back then.
Yeah, 34, 35, damn. You think LeBron knew?
1,000,000%.
Wow.
What he's had telling control him? every step of the way.
What do you think? They told him 5 minutes, or you think they told him a week ago or 3 weeks ago?
I would bet you when the initial, maybe like, LeBron's also smart where he doesn't really incriminate himself. I could see him having discussions in passing, whatever. Hey, if, you know, Luka becomes available, I wouldn't say no. If, you know, AD's out of town, like having those, or maybe you don't have to go to LeBron directly, but he's made it well known. Hey, if this is on the table, I would absolutely be for it. I don't think there's no way the Lakers are making that move to trade the 1A to LeBron without telling him. I would never believe that.
Yeah, I don't. What option does he have? He's going to say he's going to leave? I mean, last year he didn't want to leave. Family is still in Los Angeles. I think he found out. I think they told him. I think they told him beforehand, which they did. It was reported that they told him before it broke. Maybe it's a little bit before then. Let's also keep in mind he was playing in Los Angeles. I don't know. I believe this one. Now, I don't believe that Jason Kidd didn't know. I think Jason Kidd knew, and I think Jason Kidd was like, okay, all right, whatever. But LeBron, I don't think so. I think LeBron is there, and there's certainly these rumors now of, oh, LeBron, maybe he wants to go to, you know, San Francisco and play with Curry. I mean, Kevin Durant's name has even been thrown around today. So to kind of give more of an update, Kevin Durant, it's been reported the Suns are listening, but they don't plan on moving him. And then there's a report that Bradley Beal doesn't want to move. And this can be true or not true to try to sweeten the pot or, you know, see what other deals are out there, try to scare people. Jimmy Butler has now reportedly refused to sign an extension if he's traded to the Golden State Warriors. And so a lot of this, I feel, is fluff. Like, it's button pushing. That's what it is. Hickey, I would love it if Bradley Beal really sticks to his guns and says, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. I think that'd be cool to have a player stick it to the team the other way.
And it seems like I'd be shocked at this point if that doesn't happen. I mean, he has all the power here. He doesn't have to do anything. Just saying, no, I'm planting my roots. My family likes it here. We're not moving out of Phoenix. Sorry.
Yeah, I'd like that. As anything that doesn't benefit Jimmy Butler, I'm for it. Okay. Like, when you play things that much and you're a call him, he's being a jerk about this. He's trying to force his way. Like, I hope he doesn't end up with Phoenix. Hope he goes somewhere where he doesn't want to go. Is that
like Miami? Like, imagine Pat Riley did that. I don't think they would do it because it's just bad business. Something's better than nothing. But imagine he just basically did the opposite of Bradley Beal. You want to move, Jimmy? We're not trading you. Just, we're going to fine you. We're going to suspend you. But you ain't going anywhere.
Just sit on a guy for the rest of the year?
Sit on him out of pettiness.
That'd be cool, too.
That'd be fun.
Do you want that drama, though? Like, he's going to be online putting up videos. And maybe at that point, he just quits. But what would he do? He'd be online talking crap, no?
Probably making more videos of his credit card getting declined. Maybe he starts opening, like, you know, a coffee shop in Phoenix and like, hey, look, I mean, he's done a lot of things. I don't know what else he's got left in the book, but
yeah,
you're probably right. That's just not a headache. You know, you just want to get rid of the headache, move on, close the chapter of this book. But it would be a very petty move to say.
We got Brandon Ayuk, who gave us basically an entire offseason of, they don't want me. They want to trade me. Jaden, come get me. Washington trade. We got a whole offseason of Brandon Ayuk doing all that crying. And then we understood why when a guy blew out his leg. So I get it. I would understand it more. As annoying as it was for Ayuk, I understand it more as an NFL player. You want your money. You want your contract. You want your deal. You want your bonus. These contracts are not guaranteed. You look at the NBA, they're making ridiculous amounts of money. We got Jimmy Butler complaining because he's getting 48 this year or 47 this year. He's making 52 next year, and he wants to at least know that he has two more years, maybe three more years of guaranteed salary in front of him. And it's just like, go play and earn the money instead of complaining about it, man. Ugh. He's one guy, Jimmy Butler, I hope does not get what he... I hope Myles Garrett gets what he wants. I hope Cooper Kupp gets exactly what the hell he wants. And in the case of Jimmy Butler, I hope he doesn't. Really, that's something.
Is the worst case like Charlotte? Brooklyn?
They can't trade him. They're not doing that. You think they're going to just trade him to anywhere? They can't.
No, because no team's going to do it.
Yeah, like why does a team want to acquire a headache or a problem? Is it
Phoenix or bust? Like, is there even another option at this point?
Well, they're the only team dumb enough. I mean, they acquired Bradley Beal and brought on Bradley Beal and said, hey, bro, we're going to also bring on your no trade clause. Like, and it's not fitting. And you would think a team with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and him fit, but what are the other pieces surrounding them? And then you got to bring Bradley Beal off the bench. So we knew that they were lacking depth. It's not exactly Kyrie, James Harden, and Durant if they were actually able to play. NBA is just a wild place. And you know, if we can have all the discussions in the world about, you know, whether or not LeBron James knew about the trade and what was taking place. This was pretty wild here because Chandler Parsons was on FanDuel TV, where he is now a host, of course. Everybody's a host. Chandler Parsons, he says that Mark Cuban, he didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I texted him, and I said, I'm so confused. And he wrote back, that makes two of us. So that kind of tells you right there he wasn't involved. And by the way, this new ownership, Patrick Dumont and Adelson family, they're business people, right? They're Vegas casino real estate moguls. They know nothing about the NBA and basketball, so they have fully given Nico the keys to do decisions and make big, bold moves like this. So I believe Mark. I think this is just more of a shock.
Yeah, like, and it's still surprising that Mark Cuban, surprising he's gone. I mean, he sold it for a bigger deal. He wants to get in the sports betting and gambling business. You got a better deal, go along and take it. Mav's not going anywhere. You just never know. These owners are Hickey, these owners are crazy. Haslam's are crazy with Miles Garrett. At least Deshaun Watson, I think that's a direct trickle-down. They gambled on him. That didn't work. Like when the owners, I guess they're never going to learn. The New York Jets, they were kind of forced into a corner with their own actions, be a bad drafting. They're like, oh, well, now we got to bring in Aaron Rodgers. Well, now that's tanking them. And this is a decision, man. I don't see the Mavericks winning no championship. Are they, does it sound good, you know, theoretically? Maybe 5 years ago, Kyrie and Anthony Davis, same team with Klay Thompson, but these guys are old. And they're all injury, but Kyrie is injury prone. Anthony Davis is injury prone. I just don't know. This is what I believe. Nico Harrison, former Nike executive, I think we've all heard that a million times by now. He is so comfortable. He's like playing in a video game. If this does not work out, he's just going to go right back to selling shoes.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, he has clearly no fear of getting fired.
None.
That's, I guess, a big problem.
You're not going to have a GM who's going to make this move. Because it's, and he said it yesterday, which is just a wild admission. He's like, I'm not worried about the future. He's like, I'm worried about the now. He says, they're probably going to bury me in 5 to 10 years. He's like, man, I'm going to hit it and hit it now. And if whatever happens, happens. So you're not going to have a traditional GM who's had to grind and just come from the dirt who's going to have the job, because the GMs typically have to think about today and long term, and they don't want that money to dry up. And I'm talking about for their own salaries. It sounds like him doing this job is more of an exercise of, let me have some fun before I go back to cashing Nike checks. So wild, wild stuff. 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, how about there's a coach leaving? Yeah, everybody's leaving. We got a college coach who is deciding to go back to the pros in a different job. I'll tell you who it is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I feel that we are living in a simulation. And we might be. Just minutes ago in the last break, Hickey and I had a whole conversation. So let's go through this again. Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis get traded. Today, Miles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns said, I don't want to play for the Browns anymore. Please trade me. Cooper Kupp, a little more than an hour ago, Cooper Kupp says, the Rams told me that they plan on trading me. And then we said that Jimmy Butler is still around floating somewhere, still with the Miami Heat. He has yet to be moved. And then, you know, we did talk about Wembanyama teaming up with De'Aaron Fox. That's such a footnote at this point in time. We literally just had a conversation about just the Suns and how I hope that Jimmy Butler doesn't get what he wants, because he's been acting like a kid, and I don't think he should be rewarded by trying to bully his way to another city. Hickey, what did Chris Mannix just share on X a little while ago?
As of about, like you said, about 20 minutes or so ago, rival NBA executives believe the Suns are seriously considering trading Kevin Durant, in large part because they've not been able to get any sort of traction with Jimmy Butler. And how about this as a follow-up? The Warriors are indeed serious about reuniting with Kevin Durant. With efforts for Jimmy Butler stalled, the Suns are strongly considering dealing Kevin Durant.
Oh, my God. Does the league have the capacity for another one? That would be crazy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, what? Just Durant being reunited in Golden State with Draymond and Steph Curry? again? I think it'd be cool, though, right? No?
I would be very intrigued. I would be very, very intrigued to see how that trio does do 5 years later.
Kevin Durant just turned 36 years old. He turned 36 back in September. Steph Curry turns 37 next month. It would be cool to see. You think about the assets that the Golden State Warriors would have to give up. I assume Kuminga would have to be in a deal. Some of these other wing players, I feel like they got a bunch of wings that all do the same damn thing. None of them are good enough to, you know, give Steph Curry a break consistently. It'd be good. It'd be a great story. I just don't. Is it enough to win a championship? I don't think so. It'd be cool, though. And then you think about Kevin Durant. He just got to the Suns. And he got to the Suns because he didn't want to be in Brooklyn anymore. And then the Suns, Matt Ishbia takes over the team. They went to a championship. And he's just like, I need a big splash. Let's bring in Kevin Durant. He basically pushed the button right away to do it. And then he acquires Bradley Beal. And then he's hurt. And then they're not worth a damn. And now he's just like, well, let's flip Kevin Durant for something. Matt Ishbia is just running a circus. And I guess if you don't feel that you're good enough to win a championship and the Suns are not even with Kevin Durant, what's the sense of keeping him around? But then at the same time, at what point does Devin Booker wake up and go, why the hell am I still here? I need to go before they flip me out of town. This is just a wild situation all over the place. The Suns are currently in the eighth spot in the West, 25-23. Despite having Kevin Durant, whatever's left of Bradley Beal, and then Devin Booker. And then a whole bunch of other guys that are just Jags, just another guy. That's it. All of them. Hickey, I wouldn't mind seeing him back in Golden State. I think it'd be interesting. Fun.
It would be intriguing, no doubt about it. It wouldn't be as bad as, like, have you seen any Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons performances recently?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't be like that.
Right.
But to your point, age 36, it will not be anywhere near what we saw the last time those three were together 6-7 years ago. I'd be intrigued. And could you imagine? I don't think the Warriors or Lakers are good enough for this per se, but could you imagine we have a Warriors, Lakers, Steph, KD versus Luka, LeBron Western Conference Finals?
I don't know about that. It'd be cool to see, but I don't know about that.
I would agree, but that would, you talk about intrigue and fascination. Whew.
Yeah, the Lakers, and naturally, anybody could look at the roster. You move Anthony Davis, they already didn't have a viable big man. And now you move Anthony Davis, and that's probably the biggest hole that they have to fill. I'd be surprised if they don't add somebody. They may just go down to the beach. They may find a guy, you know, outside the crypto.com arena. They may find a guy outside to play center. And what this looks like, I have no idea. Like, the NBA has certainly stepped into the place. Not even stepped in. The NBA is the wild, wild west right now. Chris Mannix reporting. The Phoenix Suns are seriously considering moving Kevin Durant because of difficulties in acquiring Jimmy Butler. Why are they unable to add Jimmy Butler? Well, Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause on the Phoenix Suns. And Bradley Beal reportedly has refused to waive his no-trade clause. You cannot make this stuff up. You can't. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And amongst all of this and through all of these rumors, it's kind of crazy. Wembanyama getting a sidekick. Is De'Aaron Fox moving is just yesterday's news. And we've had a lot of interesting sequences, a lot of stories in the NBA, and a lot of player movement. I think what we've seen and what we've heard and what we might see over the next week, let's really think about this. The biggest story has been Jimmy Butler trying to move. And then Luka Doncic actually moving. And Anthony Davis moving. And now we have additional rumors of some of the greatest players in NBA history that might be on the move again. Kevin Durant moving too. We'll see. Get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227 if you want to give me a call. We got to get the scorecards out. We're going to talk about Myles Garrett and Cooper Kupp and Kevin Durant and Luka Doncic. It's been a wild 48 hours. The NFL, the NBA, we got Lilo Lang joining us, former cornerback for the Denver Broncos. We got a lot to do. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side and then give you an update on everything that has taken place. The news is coming in hot and heavy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.